Vice President John Dramani Mahama has called for massive public awareness as a way to safeguard the country's intellectual property rights. He said this has lots of infringements on people's works because of the lack of knowledge and rights governing copyrights. The Vice President was interacting with the Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organization, Dr. Francis Guri, at the Castle Lusu. Dr. Guri is in the country to attend the 13th session of the African Intellectual Property Organization's Council meeting to be held in Accra today. Vice President Mahama said Ghana will continue to rely on the organization for more collaboration in the area of property rights protection.
If you take, for instance, the patterns of the kente cloth, they are originally Ghanaian, and yet today it's mass-produced in some countries in the world without any reference to Ghana. We would be happy to see whatever processes are ongoing pushed to their logical conclusion so that it gives us more protection in that area. In Ghana, the main challenge has been piracy of people's musical works and films, and so we'll continue to rely on you for any support in terms of the areas that I've outlined, creating public awareness in terms of building more capacity. I'm sure that would all be the better for it.
Dr. Francis Guri recounted many bilateral cooperation between Ghana and the World Organization. He said the country needs to step up efforts in protecting the rights of her indigenous traditions, which are being pirated.
Ghana was at the origin of a project that we have on the protection of traditional knowledge and expressions of folklore. It was Ghanaian delegation that proposed that in 1997, actually, to our member states. We've been working on it ever since. We are getting close to a solution on that, and I hope in the coming year we will have a decision, and again we will be relying on your support to get us a solution in that area, which will be a very significant thing for our organization, because it will mean that for the first time the intellectual property system addresses a knowledge base that is not just Western but universal.
Ghana is a member of the World Intellectual Property Organization and has benefited from a number of training programs by the organization.